The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Kathleen McNamee from Off the Ball, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Did you share in Ronaldo's tears? God love him. Did you see him? He had to be supported out of the stadium, poor little lamb.
Oh, it frustrates me so much seeing that man sometimes. You know, you've just gone out in the World Cup. Like, fair enough, you're going to be disappointed. I don't think anyone will begrudge you that. But like, you know, the fans have travelled a long way. I know there weren't a whole lot of the Portuguese there, but at least, you know, stay, give them a round of applause, show a bit of grace and humility in the situation and try not to make it all about yourself. I mean, there is a potential that this is the last time that we'll ever see Ronaldo on a world-class stage. If he does end up playing in Saudi, he's kind of been coy on what he's going to do with his Portugal future. Unlikely he'll make it to the next World Cup. I think he'll be about 41 at that stage. So, you know, reasons to feel disappointed and upset, but just don't make it all about yourself.
But it's all about him, surely. I mean, Morocco, to their credit, I mean, they are the surprise package. They've managed to make it as far as the semi-finals. I mean, what's the likelihood of them getting past France? Nil. But there'd be a bit of a grudge match there as well, wouldn't there?
Oh, completely a grudge match. And to be honest, at this stage, I don't even know if you can say there's absolutely no chance of them getting past them because they've just had such an amazing run. But it is very unlikely that they're going to do it. I mean, they beat Portugal with just 26% possession for the entire game, which was madness. I saw that the Royal Air Maroc have actually operated 30 special flights to get even more fans from Casablanca to Doha, and they've already have like an insane turnout of fans out there, so they're definitely going to have a bit more of a home crowd feel. I think even the fact that like the Qatari people are very much behind Morocco, and a lot of the European teams apart from maybe England haven't seen massive fan bases turn up, so it's going to be an absolutely raucous atmosphere, you can imagine. And I just hope, for the sake of Morocco and for the sake of their story, that at the very least they don't get an absolute hammering by France, because that would just be a disappointing end to the fairy tale. Like a 1-0 or 2-0 loss, I think everyone would be like, okay, that's fair enough. But yeah, hopefully not a hammering, and even just for the sake of like anyone who's watching it.
Yeah, I mean, England going out. Are we saying Harry Kane will never be good on a football pitch again because everyone's going to automatically bring him back to that single penalty that he missed that knocked them out? I mean, it was most unfortunate. And of all the players on that particular pitch, you would have bet the house on him that he was going to score.
I know. And it was tough because like when I saw he was going up to take the second one as well, I was kind of like, oh, do you want to take two penalties in a game? You know, that must bring so much confusion into your own head. And like, you know, do I go the same way as before? Do I go somewhere differently? And as we saw, Harry Kane very much went somewhere differently. I think it's hard for England in that this is the second time in a major tournament in the last couple of years that they've been outdone by penalties. I don't like Kane, fair enough to him. He stood up, he took the penalty. I think you should always get credit for that. I actually watched this game out in a bar on Saturday night, and you would swear Ireland were playing with the levels of like cheering and delight that were going on whenever France scored and England missed. It was genuinely shocking. And it was a place I've watched Ireland games before, and there was a better atmosphere, the fact that England were losing, than us winning.
Well, they were shouting Buurns, I'm sure. Argentina versus Croatia. We are assuming now it's going to be Argentina and France in the final. Messi's last stand. It's incredible that we could see Messi versus Mbappe in the final. Who do you back to win in that?
I think France are the more complete team. I think that they've kind of been more consistently good in all their games throughout this tournament. I know they had that game against Tunisia, but also they rested like a lot of their first team for that as well. I think Argentina are a little bit too reliant on Messi, so if France can work out how to keep him quiet, then they're probably going to be able to pull it off. Although I wouldn't totally put out Croatia and the whole thing either. I think they've shown that they're really, I think because no one really expected anything of them, which is funny considering how they did in the last World Cup, they have gone under the radar and managed to sneak through. So don't know how much attention Argentina have been paying to them, but they'll definitely have to tomorrow night.
Okay, Kathleen McNamee, Off the Ball, thank you very much indeed. Tuesday for Argentina, Croatia, Wednesday for France, Morocco, and the final, of course, is on Sunday.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.